The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Fanline Tuesday on Twitter also at TNT Radio Empire. Mr. Evans in the house.
Good morning.
Yeah. Stan wants to know if we have memory loss, because I do recall doing this. We did a concert announcement in Wichita. Something going on at the Cotillion.
Yeah, yeah. No. But it's also two guys from Shinedown, right?
Yeah.
And it's also going to be limited attendance, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. I'm talking about huge deals.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
Opened up.
No, I knew we did that spot for T95. Yeah, that's going to be a great show, I'm sure. But you're right. That's a limited crowd at the Cotillion, which we've been to. It's a cool place.
May?
But I'm talking about huge concerts. I'm talking about normal stuff where people were just let in. You know, you're shoulder to shoulder if you're somewhere hanging
like
out.
Like arenas with 20,000 people.
What, right, exactly. Or even outdoor places. I don't think that whole big Motley Crue thing's going to happen this summer again.
Still in limbo now.
Yeah. I mean, smaller venues with the limited crowds, I'm sure that are going to happen.
What is the name of the outdoor amphitheater in Kansas City now? It changes every few years.
Oh, the big one?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Bonner Springs.
But here's the deal about that show down there. It's not Shinedown. It's the two guys. That's why.
Yeah.
The band's not going to be able to go out, you know, not in, well, and you pay the bills of a huge venue.
Yeah,
right,
and you
right.
can tour with right. fewer
right.
staff for the whole tour.
Right.
Today is Read Across America Day, an annual event that aims to stoke children's interest in reading, traditionally tied to March 2nd being Dr. Seuss's birthday. He would have been, 117.
But the question is, how tall is Dr. Seuss? Huh?
Yeah.
There you go.
Or how racist is he? I didn't look into that. Why is Dr. Seuss racist?
Is he?
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying.
Oh, he was racist, you mean? He's dead.
Yeah.
What about the Sneetches?
Oh, good point.
No.
Wasn't that an anti-racism message?
Okay, but there's a lot more than that.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some programs are starting to move away.
Next thing you know, they're going to cancel racism.
Racial overtones in some of his books. And so...
Green Eggs and Ham?
No. Okay, and so six of the
My
books...
My favorite one.
Why do they have to be green?
Because it'd be...
We'll stop... Well, actually, six Dr. Seuss books, they are telling us today... are going to stop being published because of racist and insensitive imagery.
Which one?
They are, let's see here, And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street.
I'm familiar.
Explain it to me then.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
If I Ran the Zoo.
All right.
McElligot's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Egg Super, and The Cat's Quizzer.
Yeah, see, a lot of these I don't know.
I don't know any of these.
And I know the Mulberry Street.
Pretty familiar with the Seuss Library.
I don't know if I was or not. I mean, I had the books as a kid, but, just don't think it comes back to me as Green Eggs and Ham.
So we're good
Cat
with
the Hat, too, I guess.
Good with the Lorax. That's got a good environmental message.
I'm so sick of that movie.
Well, some people would just say it's an environmental message.
Oh, that's right. Nothing good about it, Craig.
Right.
It's not about fossil fuels, so screw it.
It's indoctrination.
That's
the word they use.
Yes.
Examples of racial undertones in the books include anti-Japanese American political cartoons and cartoons depicting African Americans for sale captioned with offensive language.
Yeah, that'd be true.
Yeah.
Oops. Slavery and the thick class Asian guy going, I get
apparently
it.
Apparently they looked into this and back to the 20s when he was a student at Dartmouth, he was publishing what is now considered racist and anti-Semitic work. There, when he was at Dartmouth, he drew black boxers as gorillas, as well as perpetuating Jewish stereotypes as financially stingy,
according to
a study published in the journal Research on Diversity and Youth Literature.
I'm going to pass that off as a sign of the times, because there was propaganda stuff with Bugs Bunny, you know, back in the World War II days, where they didn't depict the Japanese in very good light. Because they bombed us,
I understand that.
Right.
But they also did the thick glasses, that kind of crap, too. I can see why I'm not reprinting these books. I have no problem with that.
This study about youth literature was published in 2019.
A black boxer is a gorilla is pretty racist.
They examined 50 books by Dr. Seuss and found that 43 out of the 45 characters of color that were in those books have characteristics aligning with the definition of Orientalism. Two African characters, the study says, both have anti-black characteristics.
Was this brought up at CPAC? It had to be. Next thing you know, I bet you, Ted Cruz probably going on.
No, because it involves reading.
Oh, that's right.
They don't care about reading.
That's right.
Did you read that in some book?
Right. Yeah. In the Cat's Quizzer, the Japanese character is referred to as a Japanese, has a bright yellow face, and is standing on what appears to be Mount Fuji. Regarding if I ran the zoo, the study points out another example of Orientalism and white supremacy. The three and only three Asian characters are not who are not wearing conical hats are carrying a white male on their heads. And if I ran the zoo, the white male is not only on top of being carried by these Asian characters, he's also holding a gun, illustrating dominance. The text beneath the Asian characters describes them as helpers who all wear their eyes at a slant from countries no one can spell.
So they're not killing all of his books. Because the ones I'm familiar with, I don't...
Green eggs and cat and hat, that's about it as far as me, I don't know.
You know red fish, blue fish, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Is that Seuss? Are you sure?
I didn't know what it meant. I thought it was
just, I'm just saying, you know that one too.
Yeah.
And you know the Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget that. Some people say there's things in there, but I forget what they are.
Yeah, what are they? Come on, don't leave the Grinch alone. I don't think it's, the Hooves are just a bunch of, weird-looking people.
They going to reach out to Mr. Potato Head for comment?
Potato Head.
No, just Potato Head.
Yeah. That's right, he's just Potato Head.
Oh, the Mr. Potato Head is canceled.
Right.
Fox and Sauce.
Actually, not canceled.
No, they're having a potato.
Right.
Hop on Pop.
Yeah.
Oh, the places you'll go.
Don't type in "hop on pop" on YouPorn, by the way.
I don't think they're
actually related, but they say "mommy," they say "daddy" in there.
Is Mr. Brown can moo? Can you racist?
That's a cow.
Yeah.
Well, his name is Mr. Brown.
Yeah. Well, it's a brown cow. How now, brown cow?
Horton, here's a who.
See, I didn't know. I just knew these. I didn't know all these were Dr. Seuss. I really didn't.
Well, I got them in my library at home.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read them to somebody someday.
Well, you better not read the racist ones.
You can read them to the dogs.
Right. Yeah. Get really baked. Read them to the dogs.
Yeah.
I could get really baked and read them myself.
Yeah.
That's entertaining.
True.
You're talking about the grandkids, right?
Yeah.
I'm watching a movie.
Don't search Walk It in My Pocket. Walk It.
Okay.
W. Walk It.
What's so racist about
There's
it?
There's a Walk It in My Pocket. I don't know.
The Walk It's a Japanese dude. Yeah.
Is it?
Okay. I'm just saying you probably shouldn't porn search that.
Oh, okay. Hop on Pop Amateur.
Man.
Then that is incest there. Be careful.
They can still print Beware the Jews.
I don't have that one.
Yeah, some are just outwardly racist, right? Next thing you know, they're going to cancel Beware the Jews. Yeah.
Nine and a half toed Luke.
Hey, Luke.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas?
What's
going on.
What's up?
Does this mean I get reparations from Dr. Seuss's family?
I hope so, man. I hope so.
So what am I supposed to do? Can I go back and not unread all his books to my kids? Those are the only books that I can read because I'm at a seventh grade level because of black.
I know. I know? Yeah, I did. I read a couple of those too when they were younger. But I think it mainly was just, for me, it was just Green Eggs, and maybe I might have had Cat in a Hat, but I didn't read all the other ones that had the racial undertones or overtones.
Pussy!
Yeah.
I remember the anything safe nowadays.
Yeah, I know.
Marvin K. Mooney, Would You Please Go Now, which is apparently addressed to Richard Nixon. That's how far back that goes.
Okay.
Dr. Seuss didn't.
And that was a Seuss book?
Yes.
How about
that's probably about the only one that was worth reading. After finding out what the hell was going on today.
No, you can stick with Green Eggs and Ham still. I think
yeah, most of them you can stick with.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do you...
Yeah.
You probably still tough.
Read, you probably still read Beware the Jews, you know.
Yeah.
No.
That's
no,
a collector's
no.
item.
The one that Nick talks about, yeah.
Yeah, that's because Nick talks about that. That's not a favorite of his mom. So I can't read her those types of stories.
I was wondering how you were going to angle that in there.
It was too easy.
He
gets to read 50 Shades of Black.
He finds one way or another to push it
in
there.
Yeah, he does.
50 Shades of Black. I love it, man.
All right, fellas.
Thanks, bro. See you, bro.
See you, buddy.
Thanks.
That one was a stretch.
Yeah, I know.
Don't say stretch.
It's kind of why I brought your name in. I figured you'd angle it in there somehow.
You did?
Yep.
Customs and Border Protection warning of a new telephone scam targeting Americans across the country. Seems the scammers use a pre-recorded message stating a box with drugs and money inside being shipped includes the victim's name on it and has been seized. The victim is then told to press 1 to speak with the agency, and banking information is requested.
Oh, God. You don't
Customs and Border Protection says, nah, we don't ask for money over the phone. We just come over and get it. No, they didn't say that. Customs and Border Protection said, no, we don't ask for money over the phone.
I feel bad for people to fall for this stuff, but people do, you know.
Me too.
Usually elderly people do all the time. You know, got the credit card right there. They freak out. They call the guy.
They're just glad somebody called.
Exactly. That's another point.
Right. Yeah. San Diego Comic Con will be an online affair again this year. Welcome for that.
Yeah.
People that go to that can sit in front of their computers instead.
Yeah, the stuff this spring that usually is the annual stuff this spring has got to be going away a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people can just stink up individual rooms.
Like Comic-Con's not usually till like July.
Is it July?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sometime
this is July 23rd through the 25th. It is that far off. Generally attracts over 135,000 people.
Wow. Well, they always have like big panels and show reunions and stuff.
Totally,
too.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, it's grown.
It's become, it's not just comics. It's actually, you know, cool movies and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was where I remember they debuted the... The Top Gun trailer, and Tom Cruise showed up, you know, just by surprise.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at it's now called the Providence Medical Center Amphitheater. It used to be Sandstone, Verizon Wireless.
Yeah.
And there's a few things on the book there. Your boy Jason Isbell. Nick?
Really?
That's Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
When?
Bonner Springs.
Yeah. August?
It just says upcoming show. August 21st.
Hey, you're back today. It could be this week. Go. You in the crowd.
Just me and Jason Isbell. Yeah.
Oh, no. August 3rd. Excuse me.
You're the youngest guy I know vaccinated. You know, by far.
You know. Can you play outfit?
Right.
I was very disappointed in Metallica when I went to see them at that amphitheater. And they have a bunch of like set seating and then just general admission.
Right.
And a bunch of us from General Admission, as soon as Metallica started playing, we're just going to storm the gates and run up to the front.
Right.
And have much better seats and a better view. And there
as if it were the Capitol.
Right. Yeah. There were a bunch of us. And as soon as they started playing, there were two security guards that, like, as soon as we started pushing the gate, they looked at these guys and they were just like, no. And they just stopped.
Oh, yeah, but you... the people that paid more are going to be able to sit closer, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's the way it usually works.
Well, yeah, but I was also a punk-ass 15-year-old kid.
Oh, you're, you're
Storm
a kid.
It, let's go.
I got
it,
you're a kid. I thought it was like last year.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, Metallica at Sandstone, I don't remember that.
Oh, and you.
Oh, you're a lot younger.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
So you didn't have your body armor and an American flag to beat the hell out of them with?
We were just going to go up, and I was like, as soon as these like two guys in bright vests said no, they stopped. I was like, you weren't expecting that? Like, those guys weren't going to tell you to stop.
Yeah,
of course
were
they were.
Were you, like, 15th behind everybody?
Cause
if
yeah.
If you'd have been first, would you have pushed?
No, I was a little street. I was a pussy. I was, there's no way.
Yeah, because they'd have beat the hell out of you.
Oh, yeah.
If you persist, the next move is they just throw you out.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't get even get to see Metallica.
Oh, none of this was going to go well. But I was like, I really thought, like, at least at a Metallica show that people would be like, screw you, we're going up. And,
you'd have fell. They'd have trampled your ass, right?
Yeah, in my younger days, it was all about getting down close to the stage.
Right, right.
And now they don't allow that.
No. Some places still do.
You got to pay for that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you got to pay.
There's not many general admission shows anymore.
No.
I remember hearing a story of a guy who knew the Metallica Guns N' Roses tour back in, like, 92.
Right.
Said he was working security at an arena in Ames, over at the basketball arena. Said as soon as the lights went out, the bottom third of the bowl just went over the wall down onto the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, there's still people trying to weasel their way into good seats that may not be taken.
Nah, I don't know. A lot of those, if it's a big band and they charge money down front for seats, there's no seats empty.
Yeah,
they're all, I was like in the second row for the Eagles reunion tour, and they weren't letting people down there unless you had a ticket, you know?
Yeah, they got a security guard at every entrance to the floor, and you have to show your ticket every time because those people paid for that.
Right. And that Springsteen one, remember that one? We got in at that standing area.
Oh,
but there was a wall. You had to pay extra for that. But we got in there because we knew people.
Because we knew a guy.
Right. But there was a fence before that. You couldn't get through that unless you know, they were hardcore about that. That's where I touched his ass.
I remember at the Tom Petty concert in, this is Red Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy got into our section and said, I'm just going to hang out here for a little bit. I won't bother anybody. And I was half tuned up. I said, you're already bothering me. Get the F out. And they laughed.
Oh, concerts.
I don't mind that.
Someday.
You paid for your spot.
Right.
You paid, that guy paid for another spot. Go be in your spot.
Go be in your spot.
Get the hell out of my spot. I don't care if it's an arena or an amphitheater. What,
right.
No.
Right.
Well, I didn't pay for it, but I did commercials for it.
Well, whatever. Whatever.
They were my tickets.
They're your tickets. That's all
unless it's a general admission lawn or something, go to your spot, dude.
Well, that's what I told him to do.
Did anybody give you crap for that? Like for
one of those
shows?
One of those shows scheduled there. You mentioned the old Sandstone and Verizon. What's it called now?
He's at Jason Isbell's
Providence Medical Center Amphitheater.
August 21st.
Oh, okay, the end of August. I got it. Well, that might be possible for sure.
Well, let me see the.
If everybody gets a vaccine, 1/3 of Republicans.
The first show.
Republican men are not getting it.
Yeah. For King and Country, not familiar. July 17th.
I still want to know if these venues are going to be able to say, if you don't have a vaccine, piss off.
Right.
You know?
I hope so.
I can't imagine that they can't. They're
private
entities.
Yeah,
I just don't know.
Right.
You know, I hope.
Hey, the Nugent's playing next door for all the COVID-infected people.
Yeah.
Everybody goes sees Nugent and breathes on each other. Right.
They should. They should offer a COVID-filled alternative to these shows.
It would be Nugent or a country band.
Now, if you've gotten your vaccine, do you have documentation that you had the vaccine in the event?
Let me see your papers, you know? That's what people are going to bitch about.
Of course.
Yeah, they give you a little piece of paper that has the dates that you have it and the lot number of the vial.
Oh, that's right. You've had your vaccine, so you've got it on record. Is it on your phone or is it?
I just put it in my wallet.
Did you laminate it and hang it around your neck now and walk around like Wayne's World backstage? At the Alice Cooper show? Let me in, dude.
Lots of people's girlfriends are back there.
Oh, hopefully we'll all get the vaccine someday. I know,
Rage Against the Machine's Tom Morello says he considers Ted Nugent a friend because they both believe in free speech, love rock and roll, and respect black artists who created rock. Henry Rollins also says that despite Nugent's political comments, he and Nugent have also bonded over the music during their time together.
Hey, I like some of Ted's old stuff, obviously. We all did if you're a certain age, but he's a piece of crap. You know, so.
And
a little bit off the rails.
He's a bit much.
They can actually like him, but I don't.
And
I don't
touring like Australia later this year, he is.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
I will still crank up Stranglehold. I think that's one of the greatest rock and roll riffs, like, ever.
Yeah. Kiss is playing the a huge festival in England in 2022. I saw Eddie Trunk pass that
June of 2022.
Yeah, so they're not quitting anytime soon, Dick. You
they're
got
good.
It.
They're the hottest band in the world. Rock until the wheels fall off.
Always have been.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.